How was your show? It's one of the most popular shows in, well, in the US. Don't watch it either. I don't, although they talk a lot about comic books, not nearly enough for me to like care. Okay. Oh, what was the rest of your weekend? Okay. What do you mean about how did I deliberately forget it after you told me? Did you tell me before your birthday or after your birthday? Well, I deliberately ignored your messages because your messages sound hateful and like they're trying to shame me. And so I don't want that in my life. And that's why I deliberately ignored those messages. I didn't ignore you. So last weekend, I had just gotten out of trials. And then I had to go to Ryan's wedding on Saturday, and that was just one transition too many for me. I just had absolutely no time to get to you last weekend. True. It's been wedding season, apparently, for a couple of my friends. But, anyways, I am sorry that. I mean, that's the problem, though, is that you know this by now, and I don't think that saying it makes any difference to you. You know, I don't. All right, well, the next time I start to read a sentence where I think like, okay, this is starting to make me, feel, ashamed or guilty or anything like that, I'll let you know. I mean, I'll try to just tell you that I started to read it and I didn't appreciate it and I just stopped reading it. Okay, go ahead. If you think I'm lying to you, call me out on that. What do you think I'm lying about? Okay. I'm going to tell you this, like you can decide what's normal and that's up to you, but that's not the same for everybody. And if you define it by your experience, okay, experience with Noah, I'm just going to say that that's your experience with Noah. Well, that's assuming that I feel good about myself and I don't know what you mean by that, but you would still have to be able to know whether I'm feeling good about myself. And there's no way for you to know that. So, anyways, I wouldn't be presumptuous, my recommendation to you about that. And as I was saying before, I am sorry that I missed your birthday. It's still an issue for me to like see them as valuable as you see them. I mean, they've never really been anything important to me in my life. And I know that you seem to think that they're extra special, but I've never seen them that way. And I'm happy when I'm able to help celebrate somebody's birthday because I happen to know about it, and the like, but anyway. Well, when you wrote that message, you said something else, and then I started to read it, and then it just, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it just made me feel bad, and so I just ignored it because remember, all I know is that I was just I was disgusted. All right, I'm actually trying to cover up the real word that I want to use. I was absolutely disgusted, and so I'm trying to make a better effort at doing that. And anyways, I didn't want to have that feeling. I stopped reading. And when you sent other things, I wouldn't have to look very much farther than the first couple of sentences before I made a decision in my own mind that I don't need to feel that way or to have, and I just decided to ignore it. And those Again, I don't remember exactly. Okay, well, I don't I No, I remember there being a text message that was the start of it, and then I got an email. And the text messages didn't just say like you forgot or I forgot your birthday. They said other things. I don't think, I mean, that's one of the things. It's like you don't talk to your friends like that. You don't say like, hey, you're supposed to behave this way and you're not behaving this way. You're not supposed to behave any certain way. Like your friends are who they are, and if they don't behave the way you like them to, that's unfortunate. That's all there is to that, and if they're behaving in such a way that it's like, no, if it, I mean, you can either there's a couple different scenarios, more than a couple, I'm sure, where if your friends are behaving in a way that demeans like a human being and is I'm not talking about you. What I'm saying is, like, look, there's certain times where you can, like, tell your friend, like, you should be behaving this way. You should, in other words, I'm trying to say that there are times where you can, like, say your behavior should be like this. But the way you talk, it's just, I don't think that that's right. I don't think that you should be able to tell me, like, I should be behaving like this. I don't want to hear that. And that's why I. What I would say to your thoughts is that if you don't like my responses, if you don't like the way I behave and you want me to behave a certain way, my friendship shouldn't be valuable to you or as valuable to you. And if you don't, appreciate, like, I don't know whether it's convenient or inconvenient. All I can say is that you cannot tell me how to behave. Like, you can't. And don't expect me to, like, feel. I guess if you tell me to. Yeah, no, you. No, you can say that. I mean, that's fine, but everything you say about me oftentimes is one giant sad story. And that leads me back to my original or my thought before that, which was, if all that you feel because of my behavior is sadness, what value does my friendship have to you? I don't understand that. So that's going back to why I don't answer your messages, is that I do. No, it costs me effort. And I predicted that you would tell me this. I know that not true. It does cost me to have to, have some kind of critical discussion about what my behavior should be according to you. I don't need to justify my behavior to you. Like, I don't justify my behavior to any one of my friends at all. And I, one of the things that, is really good about the people who make me feel good about myself is that they do, they do understand, like, my shortcomings, my positive attributes without trying to make me feel bad. I feel like you just try to make me feel bad. Not all the time, but, like, I actually think that's, I don't, I think that that's part true, part false. Like, my friends don't know me in ways that you know me, but that doesn't mean that you know me any better than, well, I guess it does mean that you know me in ways that are different and better than they know me because you have that information. But that doesn't make me feel any better about our friendship. What they know is what they see in front of them, and that's the person I've become today. And some people will travel, through time with me, and at other times they won't. But Look, I don't know what you're thinking about when you say that, but my relationship with Ryan has lasted. Okay, well, I think that's bullshit too, because my romantic relationship with Scott had nothing to do with, me not opening up my other self to Scott. Like, I was very open with Scott. And previously with that, with Stephen, like, Stephen had, a very significant amount of time with me. Like, he spent a good 2 years, getting to know me, and he met, my parents, and he met Ryan. Like, I don't think that he didn't go to college with me, but like, he had a chance to get to know me, and we I think what you're talking about is you're like, in your mind, what you're thinking of is what I can grab onto that nobody else will have, and that what I, Julia, will always have is this experience with Benny. So I'm always going to be able to wield this over Benny because nobody else will ever. That's your trump card. And I appreciate. No, actually, that's not true. Do you remember when Ryan met you, and Ryan's like, oh, so this is, the famous Julia. Famous because of all the things that I told him about you. And of all the, I mean, he knows that you hacked into my email. He knows that, no, you and our experience together is about me. Okay. And some of the humiliation you talk about is this humiliation with you hacking into my email. So about. Yeah. Right. Well, if you want to talk meaning, like that's going to be a very subjective conversation because your meaning is separate and distinct from my meaning. So I don't want to split hairs about things that we can talk endlessly about because there's never going to be a point where we agree about that because we are two different perspectives. And saying anything other than that we're two different perspectives will get us nowhere. So, going back to like, do I ever, truly reveal myself to other people? I think I'm working on that. And I think I'm doing a good job about that. And I feel good about that. But then when I listen to you saying things like that, just that, like you don't reveal yourself to other people, you don't show your other selves to other people. It's things like that that I feel like that sets me back, that makes me feel bad about myself. And unnecessarily, and I don't like it. And that's why I think when I think of you, I think there's always this person trying to tear me down, and especially so if I don't spend time with her. But there's always this person who always wants to have and exert some control over me and my behavior. And I don't want to listen to it anymore, and I don't have to. And I'm afraid that you're still trying to pull the trump card there. The issue was not that, you were saying things, to me about myself that had anything to do with me separate and distinct from your birthday and you. And it's you, the way you throw things at me and say things, when you say them, it's because of some thing that you think I should be doing for you. And so I find that selfish. I think it's selfish. What about this word that you use when you describe like childish and how you think that at times I'm patting you on the head and like sending you your way? And I thought about that and I keep thinking, well, this doesn't make any sense. But then I think about how you talk to me and the things that you say, and I think the way I go about my discussion with you or I talk to you at times just feels like you are coming to me like a child, like I'm your, like you're my responsibility. And I feel like if you and I had a different relationship, it wouldn't be like that at all. But no, but I feel like you do behave more like I'm supposed to be your father and you're my daughter or something like that. Well, I don't believe that I feel that way. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I feel like you come to me like I'm the parent who should be taking care of you. And that is not how I see myself. And I'm never, I don't disagree with that. I think friends do take care of each other, but there are certain limits and certain boundaries which you cross all the time. And I'm not going to let you do that. I already know who I am. I mean, I know that I'm growing into a person. I'm becoming. I know this, like I'm learning little by little, but what I do know is that, I don't think I'm an awful person. I know this about myself, which then leads me to believe like if I don't want you in my life, you don't have to be in my life. Like your decision to be in my life is yours, but if I don't want you in it, you're not in it. And the fact that, you don't like the way I behave or you don't like what I do, well, I'm not going to let you control like that aspect of me. You're not going to be able to say things that are going to change my behavior. And if I don't like what you say, I'm not going to listen to it. If No, you can tell me like you could say, I mean I would come. You may not have an incentive. You absolutely may not have an incentive because, and I hate to say this, but like you and I are kind of on thin ice in my mind. And the reason I think that is because of how. Every time you call, like I do feel like this is a duty that I'm fulfilling, that it's a responsibility that I'm, somehow assumed and I need to like reach out. That's how I feel about this relationship, and that's not how it should be. Like that's not how friendships should make me feel. Like I feel like friendships should make me feel good about myself, like should be supportive and make me feel like I'm happy, this does integrate me, I guess, like all aspects of my life, but I haven't felt like that for a very long time. Okay, well, I guess I'm saying that the criticism that I get from you, it doesn't feel supportive. Perhaps, I mean, I'm not gonna disagree with my gender logic, but I got. Yes. Yeah, they finally did. And I was invited, apparently. Reed. He interned with me at the public defender's office. I was. No. I mean, I think Reed is a cool friend. I think he's, kind of pudgy, old, but that's fine. He's not unattractive, let's put it that way. I knew that was going to come up too. No. And see, this is again why I don't want to, I don't even feel like, I understand that that's something that, you know, Julia. Julia, you're conflating time periods. You're conflating years. You do understand that, right? You're conflating. It was the reason I didn't come. I was, you know, in debt and fucking poor, and now I'm much less poor. I actually do make a good living, but I'm still like $70,000 in debt, student debt. But you know, I don't know what you're trying. Well, whose wedding did I fly to? I flew to Colorado. Yeah. Yeah, I did fly, you know, to Colorado. As I said before, like I just feel bad when I talk to you. I feel like you're making me feel bad. And I understand that I made you feel I that you see me buying things and you see the fact that I don't fly to see you. I get how you're like, you know, you're making me sad because you haven't done these important things in my life. But Julie, I guess I just don't feel that way about you. Like I don't feel as strongly as you do about.